thank you for being here again. So first of all, I wanted to start with having you guys introduce yourselves. Who are you? Where are you from? Just share whatever you're comfortable sharing.
Okay. My name is Gemma. I'm from Spain. I'm 25.
Hi, I'm Shapnam and I'm 22 years old and currently I'm living in Vienna, but I am originally from India.
Hi, I'm Walid. I'm Tunisian. I'm 22. Yeah, that's it.
Nice. So what was your motivation to be part of this project and kind of what were you expecting from it before coming here?
I didn't know what to expect exactly. My motivation was like, it would be great to know how to write on Wikipedia because it's so accessible and everyone looks at it and everyone reads it. So whatever important information you write on it, so many people are gonna see it, and that felt really important to me. But I didn't know what to expect from the exchange itself.
Yes, I agree with you, Walid. In my case, it's my first exchange like this. And as we use every day, almost every day, Wikipedia, I thought that it would be a good idea how to know how to edit or learn a little bit more about this wiki world. And I thought that the topic was very interesting.
Yeah, I agree as well. And I mean, I have some experience with editing before, like in journals and magazines, but I thought it would be nice to see how it works on Wikipedia. But also, like, additional part was that the camp was for queer editing, and my motivation was to just be around 25 queer people and just to see whether I belong or not, because that's something I keep questioning. And maybe I do belong, I don't know.
I can, just like Shapnam, I also write, but I write research papers usually for school. So I was also really curious about how different it would be to write for Wikipedia. And the audience is so different, because when I write a research paper, it's like 4 people are going to read it, maybe, potentially. So that was also my motivation. Like, Wikipedia would be so many more people reading that.
Yeah. So can you, like, explain what the project is in the first place? What does it consist of? What do you do? Et cetera.
Okay. We're here for 7 days, more or less. And more or less every day it's like a little bit the same. In the morning we do one workshop about the topic. Some days, well, one day we did like getting viral. Another day we speak with little groups about queer topics. Another day we speak about related with queer. Mm-hmm. And then the second part of the morning we edit. We learn how to edit in Wikipedia. We improve some articles.
Yeah, and there were sessions about how to add media to existing articles, like adding pictures to where they don't exist yet. Mm-hmm. And for example, I was working on an article about asexuality, and there was no version of it in Hindi language, and I created a page and translated it from English and added some things which are important for the particular context in Hindi and for India in particular. And this was something that I learned from the workshops.
For me, the workshops are really, really good. And the group discussions in the workshops are always so interesting because we all come from such different places, like geographically, but also mentally, and
the backgrounds too.
Yeah, culturally, everything. Mm. And so, yeah, like when we talk, we set a topic on the table and then we all talk about it.
Mm.
And I get to hear very new perspectives. Like, personally, I wasn't exposed to like the Caucasus and Eastern Europe conversations topics, and so that's one of the things that I'm very excited about from this exchange.
Mm-hmm. And is there like one favorite workshop you had, or like one favorite activity?
In my case, I liked one that we did that our organizer gave us some topics, and then we had to represent these topics with mm-hmm. our bodies in a little group. Then through these topics, we spoke all together and we take like key points.
Mm-hmm.
And then we realized that all these key points have the same roots. And even though we're from different places, as Walid said, and we live far, we see that the problems are the same everywhere, and the root problems are the same everywhere, and is here where we have to focus.
I was gonna say the same workshop.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same.
Your favorite. So some of you touched on this, but what kind of what articles are you currently editing? How many have you finished? What are you looking forward to edit, etc.
I just finished an article about a football player who's Tunisian French, who's outspoken and vocal about him being gay and how hard it was for him to be LGBTQ in the football field. Now I want to do something more about art or an artist or a festival, something along these lines.
In my case, I have translated from Spanish to Catalan language two little articles, because in Spanish we have a lot of information, but in Catalan we don't have such mm-hmm. a lot. So I think that it's important that Catalan people or young people that maybe don't understand Spanish or they are not used to can find information with their own language.
Mm-hmm. And for me, as I said before, I worked on translating the English article of asexuality to Hindi. And I also made some edits on the Punjabi page. And I realized that there are actually two ace groups in India, which was something that I was not expecting at all. And I tried to link them to the Wikipedia page so that in case someone somewhere finds a page and then they find this place. Yeah.
So what kind of, you guys talked about like a lot of good things about the programs. The program, did you find any challenges? What were they and kind of how did you navigate it?
Challenges. Honestly, in the beginning, the first couple of days, I was really worried that I would burn out. Not mm-hmm. burn out in the like burnout sense, but I was scared that I would put all of my energy, social energy, but physical energy, all of it in the first 4 days.
Mm.
And then the last 3 days would be like dead. But actually, no, I still feel really good. And I think it's because we really took our time sometimes to take a break, like this morning. Challenges, I would think...
I think you also mentioned in one of the sessions that it was kind of overwhelming to like hear about all the reasons for all these things. Like the favorite workshop, we talked about white feminism, racism and stuff like that. And when you talk about it for an hour and the next thing that you do is like having dinner, and I'm not sure like at the dinner, I don't know like what am I supposed to think about, whether like I talked about racism for 1 hour, but now where do I go? Like, what do I do? There's mm-hmm. just so much to edit and so much to say, but now we just go back to our having dinner, which doesn't sound correct.
Yeah, like what's next?
And yeah, I share your feelings. But we also are like in a very kind of, like you said, a very diverse environment. People are from different cultures. So how did it feel? Did you like learn anything about the people? Like what did you learn about the people you worked with, especially from different cultures? How did that kind of impact your working environment?
I have seen that not everywhere in Europe or out of Europe, the queer topic it's the same,
mm-hmm.
and not everybody has the same opportunity that other countries have. And before coming here this week, I wasn't conscious about it. I thought that more or less it was all the same. But this week I have realized that it's not as I thought before. And I think that we have to do a lot of things already for, not just for us, for other people from other country.
Mm-hmm.
We have to help each other.
And for me, I'm usually very interested in finding out how group dynamics work in any kind of space. And this was the perfect opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that even from the places I did not even know about, there are a lot of similarities between the people, between the groups and how they function, like how some people take charge of things and how they manage to cooperate. And I'll think more about it. Yeah.
And is there a specific thing you didn't know about Wikipedia before and kind of like surprised you to know about it? Or like, what is something that you found valuable about learning about Wikipedia?
I think Wikidata was interesting because I never heard about it before.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a database of almost the articles that are on Wikipedia, but there are some differences.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a database. It's very simple to just put like all the information you have about a person or a thing or a concept or an event. And then suddenly it's the internet does its magic and like things connect. I don't totally understand how things are connected, but they are.
Yeah, and one of the things that I liked was like the things that I didn't know about was like Wikidojo, which was collaborating together on an article. And in yesterday's session, we wrote an article together, like the whole group, about LGBT culture in Vienna. And that was something I did not know about Wikipedia, that like we could just collaborate on one article, and it did not take that much time, and it was very productive.
And sadly, this is like our program is coming to an end. How do you feel about leaving, and like what do you look forward to doing afterwards in relation to Wikipedia?
I would like to continue, maybe not creating articles from zero because it is very hard, but
mm-hmm.
sometimes if I feel that I need to do, I will do it, but maybe adding some references or changing something that I think that it could be better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I think that this is the how I'm going to continue with Wikipedia.
I think the same, and also like it sounds like a good idea to maybe organize a workshop, because now I feel like I have these skills that I can teach about to other people. And I think this is like very important, because I always thought of Wikipedia as something which was like so far away and something that I did not have access to edit to.
Mm-hmm.
But now it feels a lot more accessible and something that I can actually just do by myself.
And kind of generally speaking, how do you think this week will help you like make the lives of LGBT people better? Like what kind of impact do you think these events have like on the world in general?
First of all, I think the direct thing is that we wrote a lot of articles.
Mm-hmm.
So already that's a lot of impact, knowing how many people see Wikipedia all the time. I don't think we fully realize yet, personally I don't realize yet how much impact this is, but
yeah.
Like if we ask anyone who has been editing for a few years, they would say that, oh yeah, one time they like corrected one word in an article, and then they found out that the way they corrected it became
mm-hmm.
how the rest of the internet used it, for
mm-hmm.
example. so that's like the most direct way that this affects it. But then Shabnam writing about asexuality in Hindi, that's a lot of impact, because that means Indian asexual people or people who are wondering if they're asexual can read about it and can understand what it is, even if they don't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole reason we do any of this.
And I have a small point to add. Like, when I completed editing, I just sent it to my mother, and then she could just read it in Hindi, because then she could understand what I was trying to say the whole time. Yeah.